Just Like the Scriptures by Renee Waite Mackley, based on a true story. We thought the hike was going great until we saw the trail marker. "And I will also ease the burdens which are put upon your shoulders," Mosiah chapter 24, verse 14. 10-year-olds are pretty smart. We like to figure things out on our own. My dad always tells me to liken the scriptures to myself. Liken means that you try to use what you learn from the scriptures in your life. So, when we're reading together as a family, I sometimes blurt out something before Dad can explain it to us. Like, "I know, Dad, we're supposed to fast and pray, like it says in the scriptures." He smiles because I always get the right message. But one time, I found out that the scriptures really can be a lot like my life. It all happened when we went on a backpack trip for a family reunion. I carried my own backpack and sleeping bag, and I didn't complain. After all, it was only supposed to be 4 miles, 6.5 kilometers to the lake. I could make it, no problem. The hike wasn't too hard, but I was glad to stop for a rest after 2 miles, 3 kilometers. Then we saw the first trailhead sign. It said that the lake was still 6 miles, 9.5 kilometers away. My dad didn't have to tell me that the trail was really twice as long as we first thought. I already figured that out. He did need to remind us to make our water last longer. My dad's advice was important but hard to follow. The afternoon sun was hot, and we hardly had any shade on the trail. It seemed like we were never going to reach the lake. The grown-ups stayed in the back with the youngest kids, and the older cousins went on ahead. I stayed with 3 cousins my age, and we ended up somewhere in between. When we couldn't see anyone ahead or behind us anymore, we started to get nervous. Our backpacks felt heavy, and our water bottles were empty. How much farther did we have to go? Finally, we got so worried and tired that we decided to stop and pray. After the prayer, we picked up our backpacks and trudged on. Just a little while later, we heard hoofbeats coming up the trail. We waited and saw a man on a horse riding towards us. He stopped and gave us some water. He explained that our older cousins had hurried to the lake with a water filter to start pumping water to bring back to us. The man heard about how we needed water and had agreed to help. "Do any of you need help with your backpacks?" he asked. I looked at my cousins and they smiled back at me. We actually felt pretty good. "You better go on and help the others," we said to the man. "We're fine." And it was true. The rest of the way to the lake, it felt like angels were lifting our packs and pushing us along. A week later, my family was reading the Book of Mormon. My eyes opened wide when we read these words, "And I will also ease the burdens which are put upon your shoulders, that even you cannot feel them upon your backs." Mosiah chapter 24, verse 14. "That's what happened on the trail," I blurted out. I didn't have to think about how to use this scripture in my life. It described something that had already happened in my life. It was amazing. I could hardly wait to find other scriptures that were like my life. And that's how I learned I could liken the scriptures to me, and I could also liken me to the scriptures.
Sidebar. Let us commit to reading the scriptures with more purpose and more focus. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, second counselor in the First Presidency.
End of the story, Just Like the Scriptures. Read by Eden Reinwand.